Round in my mind, Julius Papp and Dave Warren kicked it off with Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth, See You Again. Now, as you'd expect, before the show even began, we already started getting feedback about the songs, got some voice notes, got a text from a colleague even. Natasha's like, yo, this first song is really the mood I'm in right now. And I was like, we know. But here's a VN.
Aye, party eater, segunjan. After school is after school, Baba. Yes, is Mbana Ubonga and the Imfit, Langanam, Belinga Kumnan, the Marafiri Manja, Santrak Sanga Kulanga and Nangan, Nabo, Sanga and Jam, Tanko Leo number.
Thank you. Yeah, look, a lot of people didn't have a good day today. Mostly because you'll have heard Ugutsi Bab Steve Gekana passed away. We're still in the pandemic. Isn't on Jezia Tuma. And I don't like to give away a lot of my secrets, but generally when I start a show, I like to start with a song that will take you where you are and then move on to a song that will take you where you should be. So that's basically that. But also, speaking about memories, you know, like scents and smells are one of the strongest recalls when it comes to memories. To the point where some people, for example, when they're in a coma, and they're trying to get them to come to, they'll come to them with, like, I don't know, something that they know they'll recognize. So maybe your mom's dress and you recognize your mom's smell. You're like, oh, okay, you hear mom. Mm. And I'm led to believe from what I've read that psychologically that is the closest sense that you have out of the five senses that is linked to recall. Mm. And I can actually believe it, because when you think about people's own and fragrances, you don't even need to know Ubusi Ubani, but like, for example, when Gugu walks in the building, I don't need to see her. Yeah. I know she's in the building. I'm like, okay, Gugu's here now.
She makes an entrance.
Yeah.
And
even if somebody, you haven't seen him in decades, once that person comes through and you recognize the smell, you'll be like, oh, you still smell the same. Have you ever experienced that?
Yeah. I mean, when I grew up, my grandmother used to use Elizabeth Arden's Red Door.
Yep.
And my grandmother would be gone for like 3 months because we were in Rustenburg and she worked in Joburg. But every time that smell would, like, you know, arise from somewhere, I'd be like, oh, I miss my gran, you know. And I knew that she's there. So sometimes she'd come like very late at night. When I wake up, I'd know that she's in the house. Yeah. So.
And it even comes with the feelings that are linked to it, right?
Yeah.
So if you love your grandmother, then you suddenly feel like you're in a good mood.
Warm and fuzzy, you know. Yeah.
Shame. Yeah, so for me, ish, all the boys used to use this in high school. Guys, I hope you're doing better. So it's, ish, I don't want to name the brand, but it's like, I think it's called Dark Temptation, and it's a chocolate type scent. So in high school, every boy used to wear this particular body spray.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of this.
At this point, it's just, yeah, no, we can't be doing that now.
Really?
Mm-mm.
In all fairness, though, in high school, because you're coming into your own, the hormonal smells are pretty strong as a guy, I can tell you. And you've got to go through all the different fragrances, the colognes, the roll-on even, because you're not really sure what works with you. And those days are long, especially if you're running around the field. By the time the afternoon comes, yo, you're kicking, and not in a good way.
But surely there were other options, guys.
No, man, as guys, we don't do that. We just see the one guy using ego, so we're all going to use ego.
Imagine.
Yeah, that's how it works.
That was an act.
And also, sure, you got to understand, when you're students, like, or ego, which then became X, it's the cheapest. You're not going to go out there and buy something that costs like a grand.
Yeah, shame. I hope you're doing better now.
Yeah, you know? But again, while you bring that up, have you ever come across somebody who's got a scent that's too strong? Maybe too much cologne or...
Yeah. So I used to travel via taxi on Jan Smuts. And every day at the same time, I'd come across this woman who'd get into the taxi, and without even spotting her, I'd know, this lady, she's here, she's arrived.
Yeah.
And it was so hectic, you know, where you'd want to actually just catch a window, bruh.
Yeah, I've actually told somebody who worked here at Kaya, and his name is Shane. I've actually said, like, Shane would work, like, I think he did, like, I can't remember, but he worked in the morning. But every time he walked in, it was just too much. Like, it was a lot. Like, we'd be like, oh my God. So one
trust
day,
you to tell him
of
now.
Of course. I told him, I was like, yo, Shane, you really smell good, but it's a lot, hey? Like, it's too strong for all of us. Because also with my sinuses, I'd sneeze for like
five. Then what did he say?
He was like, oh really? You don't like, he's just a weirdo. So yeah, he didn't get
hey, nah, way. Yeah. Problematic. Ay. Let a guy live.
He did live.
Have you ever come across somebody whose, I guess, cologne or scent is too strong? Give us a shout. 086-000-0959. Hit us up on WhatsApp as well. 063-688-0959. Or, yeah, maybe you can tell us, Luti, what are some of your favorite smells and what they signify for you. Kaya Traffic.